Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Mike Szymanski. He's the head waterfowl biologist here at the Game and Fish Department. Mike, we have a season coming up here in a couple weeks, the early Canada goose season. Tell me a little bit about that season, why we have it.
Yeah, believe it or not, we've got a season showing up here before too long. It's actually two components to that hunting opportunity that we have. It's actually, the first part is a management take. That's the part that begins August 15th. And then September 1st, it turns into technically a hunting season. But collectively, we call it a hunting effort to get after Canada geese. We're looking to harvest those large type Canada geese that are quite abundant now in North Dakota and many other places. Realistically, we're looking to try to get a little bit of a control on the population with these expanded hunting efforts that we have available to people now.
How is the hunting effort? You know, we don't get a lot of hunters in that early season, but it seems like they take a fair amount of geese. Explain that a little bit.
Right. We've got about between 4,000 and 5,000 hunters that take the field every year between August 15th and September 15th. Our harvest range is between about 35,000 and up in the high 60,000s in some of our bigger harvest years. It depends a little bit on reproduction and how the geese are moving around and how available they are to hunters, basically. It is kind of a specialized time of year. It's really geared towards just the one group of birds and large type Canada geese. Guys are getting out in the field. Some guys don't like going out when it's this hot, but those are often the guys that really just want to hunt late in the year when it's really cold. Hunting conditions early can be a little bit warmer, but realistically, guys should be out of the field before it gets really hot and taking care of their birds to prevent that meat from spoiling. And most of the time, the birds aren't flying real late in the morning anyways because of heat. So, you know, guys can be in and out of the field and, you know, on the road home probably by, you know, getting out of the field by 9:30 anyways before it starts getting real hot. That helps. Another part of there being fewer hunters is, it like I said, it is a more specialized hunt, and we do have a lot of Canada geese, but that doesn't mean there's a lot of hunting situations. There's going to be geese concentrated in some areas, so there's not going to be, you know, hunts everywhere available for people. So that is some of the limiting factor involved with it too.
So the daily bag limit is 15, Mike. What requirement, license requirements for residents and non-residents?
Sure, we've got, as we mentioned, a very liberal bag limit of 15 birds a day. The possession limit is 3 times that, so guys can have 45 in possession if they're traveling around doing their hunting.
Okay.
Resident hunters need to have their general game and small game stamps. In addition, their early Canada goose resident permit.
Okay.
Beginning September 1st, they got to have a federal duck stamp too. All migratory bird hunters need to be HIP registered. Okay. If you're a non-resident coming into the state, you need to have your HIP registration for the state of North Dakota, and then also the $50 non-resident early Canada goose license. And so there's no zones that apply to that license during the early season. We do have a Canada goose zone within the state, which is the Missouri River Canada Goose Zone. That zone will close September 7th, as opposed to the rest of the state that closes September 15th. And guys should take a look at the boundaries on that zone. There's maybe a few people that will be affected by a small zone change we had this year that actually moves that Missouri River Canada Goose boundary a little bit west in the northern part of that zone. So folks should take a look at that map and see if they're affected by that. But again, the Missouri River Canada Goose Zone closes September 7th, the rest of the state September 15th.
Is the season working? I mean, are we doing, is it decreasing the birds? Is it keeping it stable? Are they increasing?
Well, it's hard to find a distinct link with the population and the harvest rates, but it's also hard to find another spot where you're going to get up to 65,000 extra geese harvested.
Right.
The good thing about the early season is that it definitely targets the birds that are around during the summer, causing problems with producers. And we have seen our population stay fairly stable. We aren't necessarily under the belief that we're going to make the population go down with the hunting efforts that we have right now, but at least we're keeping it from flying up even more. We've had a very strong increase in Canada goose numbers over the last three decades, and we've been pretty stable since about 2011, ranging around that 300,000 birds in the breeding population in the spring that we count during our May survey, and we've been very stable there. That's also about when we increase the bag limit to 15. So what we're really looking at with these extraordinarily liberal bag limits is probably not a strong reduction in the population size, but we are knocking back some of the bigger groups of birds that are causing some severe problems on people, and then also keeping the overall population from growing more.
What did we see for reproduction this spring, Mike?
Well, what we had for indications, we don't do a formal Canada goose brood survey or anything like that, but we did see a lot of broods around this year. It was a really good setup for Canada goose reproduction. You know, it's been very dry this spring and summer, but coming out of winter, we broke early, had a lot of seasonal water around. The geese were able to spread out into some of those smaller, wetter areas and do fairly well. There weren't any major weather events like blizzards or strong cold snaps that happened during the nesting period to possibly destroy nests through weather. But it seemed, you know, just driving around the state, like there was pretty good production in most areas.
Let's talk about these dry conditions. The season opens here August 15th. What do hunters need to be aware of if it stays like this?
Well, guys should always focus on being safe with fire conditions. It's always much drier in the fall, and this year is certainly no exception. It's going to be quite dry. So they need to be aware of possibilities of starting fires with their vehicles, or, you know, if they have other items that they're, you know, say barbecuing with or something like that out in the field, need to make sure that they're very aware of the ability for a fire to start and spread quickly. So having some fire suppression equipment along would be good too.
Mike, we're still banding geese in some locations in North Dakota. Are we seeing anything in the banding data that would indicate where the geese are being harvested or getting any band returns?
So we get a few important pieces of information from our annual monitoring program that we do with Canada geese, one of which is a harvest rate that's fairly high and stable, which is what we want to see with our liberalizations that we're doing. We also get estimate of survival probability, which has also been fairly stable. So we can start to look at how the population works as a whole, but we also do get some movement information. The thing with that is we only see when the birds are banded, where they're banded, and where and when they're harvested. We don't necessarily know what they've done in between. So birds could be moving around, and we do know that Canada geese do quite extensive molt migrant movements or late summer movements around, typically north and northwest, where they're moving but maybe not getting harvested. But we have had actually some band recoveries of birds that have moved up into Saskatchewan and Manitoba. A lot of times they do that as non-breeders or failed breeding adults, but birds appear to be moving around quite a bit also, just as they gain flight status, moving around, finding better conditions. And we've seen that quite a bit the last couple years, where areas during summertime have lots of broods, lots of Canada geese around, and then come August and September, they've moved out of there, and we don't always know where they're going. So it's still a little bit of a black box on how these late summer movements are going. But our banding information is giving us a little bit of an indication of some northerly movement in the birds. Come winter time, once they finally get pushed out, which is typically late November, we start to see most of our band recoveries showing up in eastern and central Kansas.
Wow. Okay.
So they really kind of make the big jump down, likely riding large weather systems that push them out of North Dakota in late November. To get them all the way to Kansas, and then guys down there are finding them.
At this time of year, Mike, farmers are starting to get in the fields right about the same time the season starts. What are we seeing as far as the small grains coming off?
Well, with it being an earlier spring and a dry year, it definitely seems like a lot more small grains are coming off already. It seems, just looking around, like there are more peas planted in some areas, and those are coming off too. So there will probably be a good number of harvested fields available for geese to use and hunters to find them in, but it's going to be, you know, localized and vary in different locations as to what was planted.
The last several years there's been a program where if hunters want to donate their Canada geese to the Sportsmen Against Hunger. Is that program still in effect, or how, where are we at with that?
Sure, the Sportsmen Against Hunger program has been a great program for getting whole meat protein into the hands of folks who maybe are a little bit short on that kind of food in their households. Hunters have been utilizing it for donating Canada geese, and they can visit the website for Sportsmen Against Hunger to find more information on availability of processors in their areas and what they need to do to drop birds off. There's generally some very basic information that people need to record when they're donating the geese, with their license numbers and where they were harvested, the date of harvest, those types of things. Very basic stuff that they need to get on record when they donate the birds. But for the most part, they should just review the website to see what that information is and where they can do the donations.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet, Mike.
If you plan to hunt the early goose season, it opens Tuesday, August 15th and continues through September 15th, except for in the Missouri River zone, where the season ends September 7th. The early Canada goose season has a limit of 15 daily and 45 in possession. Limits and shooting hours for the early season are different from the regular season. Shooting hours during the early season are 1/2 hour before sunrise to sunset daily. Residents need a $5 early Canada goose license and general game and habitat license. Also, residents age 16 and older need a small game license. Non-residents only need a $50 early Canada goose license, and the license is valid statewide without counting against the 14-day regular season license. A federal duck stamp for hunters age 16 and older and a HIP certification are both required beginning September 1st. For more information on rules and regulations about the early Canada goose season, visit the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov. For Mike Szymanski and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you again next week.